Why you feel like an outsider? Ask 10 dudes what ladies want and you'll get 10 different answers. Generally speaking, these answers will be less than scientific. They will be to partially enhance or protect the ego. But we can do a kind of experiment of sorts. Just imagine your answers to the following questions. Be sure to understand the concept of all else equal. This is a mental experiment way to make sure we are only looking at one variable at a time. For example, a lot of older women hate the idea of younger women being more attractive to men. So they counter with ideas like older women have more experience, etc. But this is not allowed under this all else equal idea. Anywhere, here we go. Which is more attractive in a potential female partner? All else equal, younger or older, less body count or more body count, more tattoos or less tattoos, more feminine or more masculine, more traditionally beautiful or less so. We can imagine a similar list in men as judged by women, higher income or lower income, taller or shorter, better social skills or less competent social skills, more status or less status. These are difficult things to think about, but they force us to avoid common coping strategies that keep us on the sidelines. But given enough time, we could put all these preferences into a hierarchy. For women, the most important trait is generally status. Status is a good proxy for all other traits. Genuine status generally comes with a lot of other positive traits. Income, social skills, masculinity, etc. Unfortunately, in our modern world, most status is very superficial. For example, imagine a rich guy today versus a rich guy 100 years ago. Both did not inherit their wealth. They both built their wealth from the ground up. But a rich guy from 100 years ago would have a much different collection of traits than a rich guy today. Many rich guys got rich today that is much more dependent on being in the right place at the right time, mainly because of the massive amount of debt in our system. It's pretty easy, more or less, to get rich when you understand how debt works. Create a company, borrow a bunch of money in the company's name. Use that borrowed money and some financial flim-flam to boost the company's stock. Make a killing on your own stock. Rinse and repeat. You can't do this without ever creating a profitable product. Not possible 100 years ago. 100 years ago, you had to build a real business that sold real stuff that was voluntarily paid for by real people. Not a lot of people exist like that today. In fact, the people that do exist like that are almost certainly outsiders, not competing in the fake status game. This is the kind of guy ladies are desperate for today. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.